Good morning, 841. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, there's an event that's going to be coming up here in Galesburg, a celebration that has to do with another country that that happens and their with their Independence Day as well. Lepanda Day 2022, something, the way to find out about Congolese culture, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and an event coming up here in Galesburg. And joining us to talk more about it here this morning, okay, I'm gonna try your full name, Yannick Kapita Katanga.
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm close, though. Am I right? Okay.
You said all right.
Okay. And Josue Bashambe, who's been in with us before. Josue, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for coming in with us here this morning. Well, you know, this is really interesting. There is, first off, I'll start with you, Yannick. There are a lot of citizens of Democratic Republic of Congo that live in this area now. Can you kind of explain how and why that happened and why there are people that immigrated to this area?
Okay, especially I want to thank you guys for receiving us today.
Oh, absolutely.
We're coming here just because most of them won to the lottery. There's a program of the government that have people to come in this country like regular people. And then most of us, I don't know how it started, but I found that there's another Congolese people living in this area. So it's been a long time just to living in this area, and we keep coming. And then also after this COVID, people still coming, and then it's everyone, you know.
And for you, was it work? Was it school or what?
Yeah, for me, it was for work. First, I used to live in Boston, in Massachusetts, but, you know, as a big city, I didn't like it, and I just want somewhere it's going to be a little bit quiet for me, where I can live a good life. I mean, just a quiet life, you know.
Yeah.
And then I came in here because I had a friend who was living here before me, and he invited me to see if I'm going to like it and I can live. And since I came here, I never changed my mind. Still living here. I get a work somewhere. And then, you know, I'm building my life, and I get married here. I have two kids now. This is how it is, you know.
Well, this is it for you. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Exactly.
And Josue, I know, I don't think I asked you when you were with us before. I know you've been going to school at Carl Sandburg College, and you're going to continue and eventually go on to medical school. How did you end up here in this area in the first place?
So when I moved here, the person I knew was living here. So when I moved, I was moving to the United States. I was like, okay, I'm just going to live in Galesburg. That's where I know someone who I know is living. So that's why I moved here.
Yeah. Now, was it when you came, you knew one person living here, anybody else that you knew living here, and were you aware that there were many other people from the DCR that lived in this area?
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
I was surprised to find many more than 200 people, 200 Congolese people was living here. I was surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about with you, Yannick? Were there any that you knew when you came here?
Except my friend, I didn't know there was too much Congolese living in this area. And the first time when I see that, I was kind of surprised, but I was glad too because I met more people that I know from my country. So, you know, you feel more comfortable when you have your friends, you have some people that you might know in the future, you know, this kind of stuff. And then after that, since I've been living here, it's not just about Congolese, but I met more people, is even American people who are sharing, and they are nice, you know, nice neighborhood, all those stuff. And, you know, we're building everything together. This is like we build a community. Yeah.
Yannick and Josue joining us here this morning. Well, Lepanda Day 2022 coming up, and we're going to have a celebration here in Galesburg. We'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about your home country, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and it's interesting. And most of us don't know a lot about the country. We know that it has changed names, and we're going back and the famous Rumble in the Jungle, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight. But at that time, the country was called Zaire. And so in your lifetime, I asked you, Josue, has it been, since you've been around, Democratic Republic of the Congo this whole time, or has it changed names since you've been around?
No. I was born in 88, so it was already Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay. How about you, Yannick?
I was born already, and then it's changed the name just at 97 when we have change a president.
Yeah, one year before I was born.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Because we have a president, his name is Mobutu, and he used to be in power for 32 years.
Wow.
I cannot explain to you that situation. And then all those situations change. We get a new president, and then he gets killed on 2001. After that, we got another president who live 80 years.
Stay in power in 18 years.
18 years, yeah, Kabila. And then now we have another president. We just changed the president in 2019, Felix Tshisekedi. And then now he's almost in five years of if powers. And now we're going to have election in 2023. For the second time after a long time, you know, in our country.
So you do have, it's a regular election, but there are no term limits. If they keep voting for him, they...
No, they we do have a term, like it's two times. The president can just come two times, no more than two.
Okay, so that's something that's changed then.
Yeah, it's something changed, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So is it Kinshasa?
Kinshasa is the city.
Over 11 million people in the city? Wow.
Capital city.
It's a big city. I can explain to you how life is it there. Yeah. It's a big city. I bet you if you go there, you can fall just by seeing how many people are walking around, all those stuff. But there's a culture there that we want to share in this area because most of us come from that city. And then we want to share what we know, what we can show you people because there are some connection that we're having in this city. You know, America is a multicultural country, and we want to share all those information with you guys, what we know, what you don't know about us, and then what you can do with us as a business, as, you know, all those kind of stuff. Just in case we're building a community and any kind of situations can come, and then we're still building everything together.
Yeah, and there's so much that we don't know. Yannick and Josue joining us here this morning. Official language, French. I did know that. Now, so the independence came, what, was it 1960? Was it from Belgium?
Yes.
From Belgium.
Okay.
From Belgium, and then it came by our prime minister. His name was Lumumba. And he's the one who declared, talk about the independence, and we get it from Belgium. But he get killed just like three years after that. He get killed, and we never see his body anywhere. Just a couple days ago, the Belgium accept everything that they did to our country, and then they accept to return his staff to our country. So the only thing they had that was a tooth, you know, a tooth from
when they killed Lumumba, they put in acid, so acid solution. So the guy who killed him removed one of his tooth. So the only thing he took that was this tooth.
That was a gold tooth. That was a gold tooth.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they just returned that a couple of days ago.
So they gave it back to our country.
Back to our country, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long story.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So my guess is, and I'll start with you, Josue. A lot of the questions you get from Americans since you've been here. So what's it like? Does everybody live in a hut and think, do you get those kind of questions?
They do ask if it's very hot back back home. It's hot, but I think here in the United States during the summertime is very hot than in my country. I did ask someone, he said, because here in the United States we do have humidity, but in Congo we don't have humidity.
Right.
So we never had like temperatures goes to 99 degrees.
Too higher than here.
No.
Yeah.
Here is that's too much. We never had that was a temperature. The higher temperature, I think, is 34 degrees Celsius. We don't use Fahrenheit, we use Celsius.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was the higher temperature for our country.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, like we as Americans, we make a lot of assumptions about what country. Oh, well, for the most part, you know, everybody, Central Africa to South, everybody's poor, and we don't realize how big the cities like Kinshasa are. Yeah. But okay, so untapped raw minerals in the Democratic Republic of Congo worth over 24 trillion dollars, and these are untapped. I mean, some of these resources actually are being mined or tapped. What are some of the resources that that the Democratic Republic of Congo has that they export?
Well, we have a lot of stuff that people doesn't know. You know, most of them come from electronic. It's half for electronic stuff in the world, technology. You know. We have like a coltan or cobalt, those kind of stuff happening to build a telephone and more stuff about like a radio station or
electric cars.
Electrical so,
the main compartment they use for electric cars come from Congo right now.
Okay.
Like a big part of that come from Congo.
Okay. Wow. So, yeah, that's something that's really probably, that's big money coming from there also.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's going to see that. I mean, people keep being poor because sometimes there's a war and then all those stuff coming up, you know. But the good things is just because people have hope, you know. They still think about the future. Everything is going to be better than now, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we have.
Well, Lipanda Day 2022 coming up again. It's the Independence Day for Democratic Republic of the Congo. So a celebration is going to be taking place here in Galesburg. And let's kind of talk about what's going to be happening and when this is all going to go on.
Well, the Lipanda Day is the day that we think about our culture. And then we want to share with our neighborhood in Galesburg and area. And in Warren County or Knox County, all those stuff, we want to share with them more information about us because we live together, but sometimes they don't know any information about us.
Yeah, we still don't know each other. We're here, but we don't know, you know, that's kind of a typical thing here, I think.
What kind of your culture, and you know. So we want to share all those stuff, and then that's why we got some information that day. We're going to do an exposition that day, sharing more story about our culture, about our story, about what kind of food we eat. And then we have also the music, a music band who's going to come, Congolese band who's going to come here to play music too. And then we have a food testing. I bet you to try a good ribs. Pork ribs from Africa. I think you're gonna like it, and I want everyone to try those kind of foods, African foods. We have more stuff we want to share with you guys, because when we live together, it's need to be somewhere we have a peace, we have a joy that we can share together. That's how people need to live together. You know, we talk about the future, because I'm not seeing myself leaving this city just like that as long as I didn't share any information about me, you know.
Right.
That's what we want to do. And we have also the networking, because people, we have kids in this country. We have more stuff, and we want to share with our people, because the theme of the day is culture and integration. So we show you our culture, and then in return, we're going to get some information from how you can subscribe for school, how you can do stuff about English, how you can do, you want to build a business in this city, what you can do, all those kind of stuff we want to share with all the people, you know, and about college. So that's why we call more representation from different company to share the information with us. So that's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you guys like kind of the organizers, or are there a lot of people kind of helping organize?
We have, I'm going to say his name. We have Anthony. Antonello is a good friend of mine, and he's one of those helping us with more stuff and different sponsor that we get from different people in city. But most of the stuff we did that by ourselves, me and my wife, and Josue here, that the things we did for our community, we need to step up by ourselves first before some people come to us.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Absolutely. You know? So where is all the events going to take place?
So the place is going to be in Park Plaza, Galesburg, in downtown Main Street.
Right across the street from us here,
right on the front, you know. It's a good place that's allowed for in that place. And thanks to the city to give us that place that day on July 2nd. I think everyone is going to enjoy that day, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, man, it sounds like it's going to be a really great event and a great way, like you said, you're here in America now, but remembering everything about where you came from and the country and celebrating the independence, which close to our Independence Day as well, which is kind of a neat thing, too.
It's very close because our independence is on June 30, mm-hmm. and then America is on July 4th. But because the June 30 is in the middle of the week. That's why we sent that on the July 2nd. And as a weekend, people are more free to go somewhere right. and enjoy having right. somewhere to rest, you know.
When you're home, Josue, on the Independence Day, on La Panda Day, what's the celebration like when you're home? Is it, I mean, fireworks like we do, or what is it, just family celebrations, or what?
No, we don't have fireworks. Uh-huh. It's too expensive. So we do have parade. Mm-hmm. We have music, food. We enjoy the day, so we celebrate the day. We celebrate after being in the parade. We are going home with the family, with friends. We celebrate. We eat. We play music. So that day is like the day of enjoyment.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Family. Just yeah. To enjoy the fact, the freedom and independence and family and friends. Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of what it's going to be like for La Panda Day 2022 here in Galesburg.
Yes. And Yannick said about food tasting. So I have to mention the food tasting is
free.
For free.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So food are for free. So people have just to show up yeah. and enjoy.
You just have to show up.
Show up and try the food.
That we have there. We
so
have,
it's for free. And
it's for
everybody
free.
Are yeah. invited. Even yeah. if someone wants to bring his friends, kids, his family. It's free to come.
The city is going to give us a playground. That's the way they talk about that. So if you have a kid, we are going to have some playground that the kid's going to play while the event's happening over there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the food. You mentioned the pork ribs. I'm there. I got to try those.
I know. You know, the first job I did in my country, I mean, in here, I work in the kitchen and I've seen that a lot of stuff American love. The ribs is one of the popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one of my favorites. But, Anthony Law, step in here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just want to say one thing that what I tell all my students, especially my international students, is this one phrase: teach what you know, learn what you can, so that we all grow. I'm excited because the Congolese-born community in Galesburg is, like Yannick said, is bigger than we can imagine. And there are so many things that we don't know about each other. And this only makes Galesburg better. So I, like the guy said, and they handled it well. I'm just taking all this in. I'm excited because I tell Yannick and Josue and Gogo all the time, you know, because since we've met, you know, I'm not the same person I was yesterday because I know more about my neighbor. And my neighbor has taught me more about myself. And so it encouraged me to do some research, encouraged me to know more, to respect more, and to grow more. And that's what makes Galesburg a better place.
Absolutely.
And so, like they said, it's all free. Come out, have some food, listen to some music, get to know your neighbors, and grow. Because that's the purpose of this, is just to grow and celebrate and have a good time. So that's all I had to say. Like I said, I was sitting there. I was listening to all this. I said, man, I'm so excited. I got to jump out here real quick. I'm going to go back and take pictures now.
So Saturday, July 2nd, La Panda Day. At what time does everything get underway, Park Plaza?
So everything starts at 2 p.m. to okay. 6. There's many more stuff we're going to do. We're going to award some people in Galesburg that help our community to grow. And I'm not going to say that. That's a secret, you know.
Okay. Nobody's listening. It's okay.
All right.
So. Yannick, well, thank you so much. And we're glad to have you here in our community. And thanks for what you're doing here. And we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Josue, again, good to see you again. And thank you so much. And hope to see you on the 2nd.
Thank you, Tom, for having us. Thank you.